Tonight's shiur is Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Siyif Dalet, and Siyif Hei. Siyif Dalet. Kol HaKoyrin Mivarchin Lefeneho Ulachra. Whoever gets an aliyah, reads from the Torah, makes a bracha before and after. Uposeach HaSefer, he opens the Sefer Torah, Kodesh Shivach, before the bracha. Veroya HaPasuk Shetzorach LaHaskil Boy. And he sees the pasuk that he's going to start from. Va'ach HaKach Yivarch, then he says the bracha. And when he's finished reading, Goylel, they roll the Sefer Torah closed, Umavarach, and says the bracha afterwards. The Ma says, Zubashash, Umavarach, bracha Rishayna, when he says the first bracha before the Kriya, Yahafoch Panov El Hatzad, he should turn his face to the side, Shelo Yehid Nira, Kimavarach, Min HaTorah, it shouldn't appear as if he's reading the bracha from the Sefer Torah. Venirli, Yahafoch Panov El Hatzad Smola, it would seem to me, he should turn his face to the left side. Mr. Burr, Sifkatan Yud Dalet. Kol HaKoyin V'chulu. Whoever gets an aliyah says a bracha before and after. After Medina. Lo Yitzarech Levarech. Kiyem Rishon Bracha Rishona. V'achron Bracha Acharona. The halacha, all you need is that the first aliyah, the Koyin, says the first bracha before the first aliyah. And the last aliyah says the final bracha at the conclusion. V'ham Tse'iyin. Yotzim Birchasan, the ones in the middle are Yotzim with their brachas. But the Chacham made a takana for the benefit of those who walk in late or leave early during laning. They're not going to hear both brachas, the bracha that begins and ends. They're going to say, Shekern b'Torah b'li bracha, that maybe you're reading the Torah without the brachas. Therefore, they were misakin that each oila says the bracha at the beginning, at the end, the way we do today. Sifkan desvav mevarchin lefaneha ulachra. We make a bracha before and after. Kine lachara the bracha after reading shibirchas Hashem asan lekuli almad rabban. Everyone agrees is a mitzvah rabban to say that bracha. Ulafaneha the bracha before leaning shibirchas Hashem bachar. There are different opinions among the poskim. Im hi dvar Torah udrabon, is that a mitzvah from the Torah or the rabbanon? V'hani mili kishlo berachi dayan berachas haTorah. Now this is only if he had not yet said berachas haTorah that morning. Then there's a machlokes. Avlan berach kavar berachas haTorah. But if the oila did say berachas haTorah, then lekuli alma hi drabon. Everyone would agree then that the bracha before the kriya is drabonon. Sheniskena mishum kavod hatzibur is instituted for kavod hatzibur, kosha kasuv sifches as is written in sifches. In ta'a bebirchas haTorah, if there was a mistake in the brachas by leining upasach and he began with the end bracha shenasan lonu b'malkam hashabachar instead of hashabachar, im niska koydim shalma Hashem mehachasimo, if he realized before saying Hashem's name at the end the hainu nosein haTorah. Yaschil me Ashabach Abana, go back to Ashabach Abana. Then Kvar Amar, but if he already said Baruch Ata Hashem, after he died, lo Amar Nois in the Torah, even though he didn't say Nois in the Torah, Yisayim Osa Baruch, he should end Nois in the Torah. Ula Achar Kriya, then after the laning, Yomer, he should say Ashabach Abana. So even though we say Ashabach Abana first and Ashabach Abana second, if he said Ashabach Abana first, then we do Ashabach Abana second. Od Kasev Sham, further it's written there, Im Amar Bracha HaRishona Kira'ui, if he said the first bracha properly, Uba Bracha HaShniya Ta'ah, but after Leinik, the second bracha, he made a mistake, V'hischel HaShabach HaBan, he began HaShabach HaBan a second time, Im Nisker Term Amar Bracha Ta Hashem Losein HaTayroh, if he realized before he said the bracha at the end, Yaschil Mi Hashem Nasalonu, go back to Hashem Nasalonu. But if he only realized after he finished the bracha at the end, he has to begin the bracha from the beginning again. You can't make the same bracha twice. And if he realized after the words bracha Hashem before the final words nosin hatayra, Yama Miyad, he should right away continue Alkanim Al-Khalam Ashanasan Lana Vakhula. Sivkar design, Viraya HaPasuk, before he makes the bracha, the Sefer Torah is opened, he sees the Pasuk, Kadeshayeda, Al Mahu Mavarch, he has to know what he's saying the bracha on. Sifkan Yitzayim, Va'achach, Yivarach, then he says the bracha. But it's a lot of meaning to say. She'ain tzarech liglo ha-sefer Torah b'shas birchaso. There is no need to roll the sefer Torah closed as he makes the bracha. V'lekelemecha shem ayom, we're not afraid someone might say, brachos kesuvos b'Torah, v'mavarach men ha-sefer, that the bracha is actually written in the sefer Torah and he's making the bracha from the sefer. Everyone knows that's not the case. The brachas are not recorded in the Sefer Torah. This is for the first bracha. The bracha before the laning, we're not concerned. Because it's going to be an element of making the tzibur wait. If they would close it as he makes the bracha, then you have to reopen it and find the place again. Al bebracha achroina, but the bracha at the end, the leket tamza, you don't have this concern. Besides the fact you should roll the sefer Torah closed between the different aliyas, bevade odif yoyser sheyigul kodam bracha. Then it's certainly better to roll the sefer Torah closed before reciting the bracha. V'zeshem misayim ha'machaber, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes at the end, la'achas shekara. After he read, Golel Umavarach, he rolls it closed and says the bracha. So, when you follow the Diktuk Halosh of Shulchan Aruch, he rolls the Sefer Torah open to see the spot and he says the bracha just like that. When he's finished reading, he rolls it closed and he says the bracha. The Be'er Halacha points out that in some places they do roll the Sefer Torah closed, even before the first bracha. And he says, now Pashta, whatever your minig is, we're saying you don't have to, but if a place has a minig that they roll the Sefer Torah closed before the first bracha, so that's their minig. Sifka and Yudchas, Yafoch, Panah, V'chulam. The Ramah says, when he makes the bracha before laning and the Sefer Torah is opened, he should turn his face to the side. Svirla he holds, the Kim de Bezel, Leka Tircha de Tzibur. There is no Tircha de Tzibur. There's no delay for the Oilam if he turns to the side. So this much he could be concerned even for the first bracha that no one should say the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah, as we wrote similar to this in Sifkan Yizayin. So it's such a thing to turn your face to the side, no one's going to be upset, you're not taking any extra time, so then for that amount of concern that no one should think is written in the Torah, you should turn to the side.
It seems a little great, it's like a disgrace to the Torah, you're looking away from it.
Oh, that's the point too. Hang on. The Ramah says, you should turn to the side, I hold the left side. Do Yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the right of the Ribono Shel Olam, Ha'oim LeNegdo, facing him. V'chanal Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel, we mentioned this before in Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel, when you step back from Shon Esrei. Miu, however, Yesh HaChronim Shekasu, there are HaChronim who write, Tafichas panav eno nochon. It's not right to turn your face. Demar atzmo kilu eno mevarech al masha yikra. Maybe it looks like he's not making the bracha on what he's about to read. Rakal midechrine on something, rather on something else. The masak panav imenik. You see, he's turning away. The yoyse tov. What's better, according to this view, is lahatzim eno. Just close your eyes. Shol histakel b'sefer Torah b'shas bracha. Not to look at the sefer Torah when he makes the bracha. Not to turn away, but just to close the eyes. V'ayim be'alocha, look at be'alocha, that the Rashid actually said you should roll the Sefer Torah closed. Yesh nohag, and some of them inig, lishchos v'ulehishtachavos, beis amir sabrocha, that one should bend and bow when he says the bracha, mishum kavod ha-ter, and that's kavod ha-ter. V'kos v'ili rabo, the Abba writes, da'kaponim lo yishche gam b'sof ha-bracha, that he should not be bowing or bent over at the end of the bracha. Does Yenir Kilo Moisif al Shechiyosh Digne Chacham? Because then it appears as if he's adding on that which a Chachamim instituted. To us, you're not allowed to do that. Kamasha Kasav El B'Simik Kofi Gimel. We had Kofi Gimel. There are specific places when we bow in the Brachas, Shemon Esrei, and we don't add to that. So to here, we don't want to add to it by bowing at the end of the Bracha. Se'if Hey, Nahagu L'Chasa Saksav B'Sudor Ben Gava L'Gava. The minig is to cover over the writing of the Sefer Torah with some piece of material between aliyas, meaning the Sefer Torah remains opened and they put something cloth over it to cover it between aliyas.
Is he talking about a Sephardic upstanding Sefer Torah?
I don't know if it makes a difference. I thought about that too.
Because when I was in Ramat Beit Shemesh last, they had a special like a cloth. Same thing they hold, you know, right between the brachas, right over the Torah.
So Amar says, Ubedinos Elu, and Armedinos, Nahagu Shihe Megulelis, Bengal Lagav. Armedin gets to roll the clothes between aliyas. Vechenik, and that's the main thing. Mishtaburis of Karnachov, Nahagu Lachasos. The minig is to cover the ksav. Afal pishem in adin svir chalios migulas. Even though the halach, it should be rolled closed. Kosha kosef siftalid, as is written in siftalid, that at the end he rolls it closed and says the bracha. The kamalkam nagulios pesucha. Still, the minig was to leave it open. Umekam galila, instead of rolling it closed, mechasen besuder. They cover it with a piece of material. Kaidem bracha achrona before the bracha at the end. Sifkan chafaf no hagu shem miglas. Our meaning, the Rama says, is to roll the coast. For those sagi bekisu ba'alma, it's not sufficient just to cover it. The cost of the taz writes, the fi minig zeh, according to this minig, shuv en sarach kisu. So you don't need to cover it as well as roll it. If you just roll it closed, you don't need a covering. That kisu you have it tiach yisera. To roll it and then cover it is an unnecessary burden. But if you're at the end of the laning and they're going to say kaddish after laning, shapa yesh lachasas, and yitaka should cover the rolled sefer Torah. Does mistalik min akriya, because then you're actually finished laning. For adin kol malkom sheisman arch, this is also true any time there'll be any kind of lengthy delay. Gon shem mizam in lachasin, either singing a nigun for the chasin, or shemarichin mishaberach. Or they're taking a long time in Mishaberach. So the notes here doesn't mean necessarily that they're going through everyone in the shul in Mishaberach, but any time you do two Mishaberachs, one for the oil and one for the kahal, that's already considered ma'arichin, and you should cover it. Or as mechasim su, then you cover it up. So some shuls have a special cover, some use the mantle, and that's the rule of thumb. If you're just going one aliyah after the other, you don't have to cover it with the mantle. Just keep it rolled closed between aliyahs. But if you're going to start with Mishaberachs, or you're going to be singing a nigun, then you have to cover it up, or kaddish, then you cover it up with the mantle afterwards. Sifkat and chaf beis. Ben gavra le gavra. The sefer Torah should be rolled closed between aliyas. That time, the reason is, she'en hanicha pesucha. We should not leave it opened. She'en cover the Torah, she'en pesucha v'tamten ad sheva acher. It's not covered for the Torah that it's opened waiting for someone to show up. So, parshas cover the Torah, you roll it closed, ben gavra, le gavra.